Good morning, leaders. We're so glad you're here. This is an outstanding event. For 20 years, it's been running. It's really been the place where the birthplace of leaders in pharmacy. So really, this conference has really been put together in a way that is designed to kind of let you be on that journey. It's all about that vision. It's about alignment. And it's about an execution back at your practice sites. Really, this conference has been setting up leaders for years, for 20 years strong. When I was a resident, they did not have this program, but the development over time of this has really been a hallmark for education of our residents, whether that's the Health System Pharmacy Administration residents or other PGY1 residents. It's really been a strong program for development of our leaders. It's been a place for networking. It's been a place for to gather ideas from each other, to really learn from each other. So congratulations on making a big decision to be at this conference. And ASHP is proud to present this, and thanks for participating. I do have some updates on ASHP initiatives, just to give you an idea of what we're working on and kind of going forward. Clicking, but there's no movement. Do I have to hit something up here? Oh, there we go. Okay, so how is ASHP helping members respond to today's challenges? Today's challenges, we're in a whirlwind of activity, of changes, of its whitewater pharmacy leadership. But we're going to talk about today pursuing provider status, advancing residency training and board certification, looking at critical federal regulatory issues, including drug pricing, new track and trace requirements, as well as some others. Also, we're going to talk about tackling the changing demographics that are of pharmacy leadership. Well, first, let's take a look at provider status and where we are. We're at a pivotal point right now, HR 592 and S314. HR 592 is up to 218. Does anybody know the significance of that number? It's half of the House of Representatives. So we've hit the halfway point in regards to that. So we're at a pivotal point. We probably need to have some more, but 218 is really a tremendous amount. 31 co-sponsors in Senate Bill 314. And last night, we met with a senator to discuss the aspects of it. And he was one of our original co-sponsors, Senator Kirk from Illinois. So we had an opportunity to talk to him. And he really thinks it may even happen by the end of this calendar year. We'll see if that happens. So but we still need the support to kind of push this over the top. We've had excellent progress, but there's some heavy lifting that still remains. The PAPCC efforts continue on Capitol Hill, and we've got a PR campaign going. But there's a critical need for member involvement and institutional support. So if your congressman, representative, or your senator has supported it, I would suggest you thank them and remind them of the importance of the bill. If they haven't, I would suggest that you contact them and ask them to sign on to it. Also, you might want to move on to institutional support, so beyond pharmacy, look at getting those involved in hospital administration, medical staff, nursing staff, other allied health disciplines to sign on or to support these bills. So encourage your colleagues, staff to get involved in advocacy, share your involvement. Take a look at the grassroots campaign that's on the website and look at other ways for support. I think this transitions nicely the provider status into ASHP's leadership on ambulatory care roles. These are really important because it's really the future of connecting practice to our patients. We've done extremely well in the inpatient arena, but we still need to do some significant advancement in the ambulatory care, primary care, transitions of care arenas. So ASHP has participated or conducted an ambulatory care conference and summit, and there's been a number of movements, initiatives in regards to developing services in this area. ASHP and ASHP Foundation have developed resources to support members, including a variety of resources, some business model webinars, ambulatory care self-assessment tool, and coming soon, some exchanges in PPMI that will involve a lot of ambulatory and primary care services. So watch for those changes as ASHP continues to kind of lead the way in regards to ambulatory care development. ASHP is also continuing to work on advancing residency training. In 2014, 25% of all grads entered the hospital practice. 16% of all grads are also entering residency programs. Significant numbers of individuals in residencies. There's over 1,000 PGY1 programs, over 600 PGY2 programs, and the numbers of positions continue to grow. Do what you can in your area. I'm doing what I can on the local level in my own site. We moved from 2 to 3 to 4 to now 6 residents in our program. If each one of us adds just 1 or 2 positions, we're really going to be able to meet the need of our students and of our practice and of our profession. So advancing residency training, there's also been new and revised standards that have been developed this past year, as well as there's a number that are undergoing revision. So a lot of work in the accreditation standards division. There's also going to be this year, instead of the scramble, we're moving to a second match, and that's going to debut this year. So watch for that, as well as international standard developments for residency training. So we're really extending beyond our boundaries to include international standards for residency training. An issue that is continues to grow and face us with challenges are controlled substance management. So dealing with the issues of providing access for our patients, reducing the risks of diversion and abuse, those issues continue to mount and be seen in the community for our patients as issues. So the ASHP, from a House of Delegates recommendation, of course, we are trying to address some of the issues relative to some of the issues involving controlled substances. So we're escalating issues at the national level, as well as working with the DEA in regards to issues in regards to controlled substance diversion issues. Other activities include new policy supporting advocacy on harmonization of regulations and laws in regards to controlled substances, as well as providing some best practice guidance for us. Another issue on the forefront and continues to rise in front of us is addressing drug pricing and the astronomical rise in pricing of generic drugs particularly, but some of the dramatic changes that we've seen need to be addressed. So the ASHP is working on that with others to address some of those concerns and some of those rapid rises. It involves anything from formulary discussions to control of industry and feedback to the industry in regards to changing the rapidly changing drug pricing policies that we're seeing. ASHP is concerned about that impact, and we're working with Congress as well as federal agencies, media, and other stakeholders to find those solutions. Big problem for us. Another one that's been enacted but yet not yet enforced has been the Drug Quality and Security Act, signed into law in 2013, but not really enforceable until November of 15. So working with developing guidelines for you to be able to be compliant with the Drug Supply Chain Security Act. And finally, most recently held at ASHP headquarters, we had a Women in Pharmacy Leadership Conference to address the changing demographics of our profession and the fact that we need to encourage further development of women in pharmacy leadership. So I think it's a relatively largely untapped area that we really need to encourage and find ways to really have that be a more effective leadership force for our profession. Well, that's a little glimpse of the ASHP issues and concerns that we're dealing with. Are there questions regarding any of those, or are there any other concerns that you'd like to bring forth at this time? Well, seeing none, I will wish you a happy Pharmacy Week. And you might want to send a note back or make sure that there's activities happening in your practice area while you're here at this conference to remind us to celebrate the aspect of pharmacy practice in our institutions and in our practice sites. So thanks again. Have a wonderful conference, and don't forget to network during the break times. James?
Thank you, John.